Good morning. During this pandemic, we've seen Starbucks close briefly because of no workers. Well, you can close a Starbucks. You can't close a dairy farm.
Cows need to be milked at least twice a day, every day. They need to be fed and cared for every day.
That's Linnea Kustra, who knows about dairy farming. She and her husband Joel are multi-generation dairy farmers from Woodstock, Illinois.
Our day starts at 4 and finishes about 7.
That's 4 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 days a week. So having a dedicated workforce is really essential.
And for the first 20 years they were in business, they could find local help.
We had 3 full-time employees and 2 part-time employees.
But the locals wouldn't stay.
You know, some people say agriculture just wants cheap labor. That's not the case. We had good pay and then good benefits as well, and still we couldn't get people that wanted to work on a farm.
So they began hiring immigrants from Mexico who may or may not have been here legally.
And they had the loyal, hard workers. It was a wonderful experience for us.
In 2018, with anti-immigrant rhetoric red hot, Linnea and Joel were concerned they would lose their employees and not be able to hire more. And
we decided to sell the cows. And it was a very difficult decision for us because it was a career that we truly loved.
So, Mrs. Kustra goes to Washington. She testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee in July about the need to reform the H-2A visa program. Right now, it only allows seasonal workers to come in and help with harvest and then go home. And that's great for vegetable and fruit farmers, but not dairy, pork, and others that need help year-round. The issue has been kicked down the road for years, but the House passed a bill correcting it, and the Senate is now considering it. And consider this, nearly 80% of the milk in this country is from farms that employ immigrant labor.
They are critical to making sure that we have a sustainable quality milk supply in this country. It's really a national security issue.
Linnea Kustra of Woodstock. From the farm to your belly, today is National Peanut Day. Salted in the shell for me. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.